It's 4 o'clock in the Fraser Canyon. Feed the cats and hang up your hats. Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM.
Do you know, I never understood a word you said. Never mind. Here's the thing. We always have a problem finding a performer for the Christmas staff party at Windsor Castle. The Queen Mother's first choice was Neil Diamond, but he wanted to be picked up at the airport. The youngsters would like Oasis or Stone Temple Pilots, but one can't run the risk of having people who might urinate on the tapestries. No, you'd be perfect. You're moderately famous, and you're far too old to bother the chambermaids. There'll be no fee, of course, but you can expect a goose and a bottle of homemade cider. Goodbye.
Rockin' the Canyon, right between your ears. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is Mike, your host, at today's edition of Right Between Your Ears. And tonight is going to be a very special show. It's going to be a presentation of an entire album. And I'm going to have to break that album into 4 parts. And that's the way we're going to do it. But I'm going to tell you about the album first before we start to play it. And it comes all the way from Transylvania, from Romania, from the Carpathians. And the band that you're going to be hearing tonight is one that you may have heard on previous shows, and maybe it just slipped through your ears and out the other side. The band's name is Phoenix. And they got their first starts in Romania during the Ceausescu era. And at that time, the type of music they were playing, it was the Beatles cover songs, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and stuff like that. So the government just wasn't going to have any of that, so they cracked down on them really, really hard with the censorship. And as a result, the band was kind of driven to follow certain directives about how to compose their music. And one of those directives was more emphasis on the local place and the culture, and not importing anything from outside. So very isolationist and trying to dig into the mythos of their own place. So they did that, and they hit the books, and the result was a couple of albums. This was the third one. And first I'm going to introduce the band. The band that you're going to hear tonight, the version of the band, is Nicolae Covaci, who plays lead guitar, the recorder, and does vocals. And he also writes a lot of their songs on their other work. And a man named Mircea Benisiu, he plays guitar and also lead vocals. And another man named Gunther Reininger, who does the keyboards and an instrument called the celeste. And another gentleman is Josef Kappel, and he's the bass player. He plays violin, recorder, and sings. And the next gentleman is Ovidiu Lipan, drums, percussion, any type of percussion. And the lyrics that you're going to hear tonight were mostly composed by Serban Forza and Andrei Ujica. Now, the album you're going to hear by Phoenix tonight is called Cantafabule. It was released in 1975. The double LP was the third LP for the Romanian rock band Transylvania Phoenix, known in Romania simply as Phoenix. Probably the best rock album of Romania's communist era, Cantafabule was very loosely inspired by the Historia Hieroglyphica, the first Romana clef in Romanian, by the noted early 17th century polymath Dimitri Cantemir, Prince of Moldavia. Now, this album is sung mostly in Romanian, excepting track 2, which is sung partly in medieval French, and track 12, which is sung in a language called Aromanian, or simply Vlach, V-L-A-C-H. It's a Balkan language closely related to, but distinct from, Romanian. Now, in the first section that we're going to play of the album Cantafabule, the songs are as follows. And the reason I'm doing that is the theme of this album is an introduction to mythical animals drawn from the oldest literature from that area of the world. So in each section, you're going to hear songs inspired by different of these animals. So I'm going to tell you what the animals are. So in the part you're about to hear, on the first track, it's called Invocatsi. That's an invocation of the beasts and has a marked prog rock character with folk references and is followed by a musical bestiary. Now the second track is called Norokul Inorogului. That's the unicorn, Inorogului. The unicorn tells of his betrayal by a maid in a faux medieval style. The French text is drawn from the early 12th century bestiary of the Anglo-Norman monk Philippe de Théon. The third track that you're going to hear in this first section is called Scara Scarabuliu, and it means the scarab. And this is stylistically a light ballad. The last track in the first section is going to be by our own Jeff O'Kelly. So after each section, I'm going to tell you again quickly what you heard. But we're going to go ahead with Phoenix Cantafabulae album, part one. And again, the two cool things about this, one was it's a reminder of what can happen in some places in the world where even to make music is censored. And the flip side of that same coin is when, you know, you put coal under pressure, it makes diamonds. So there's both sides of that to think about, you know, while you're listening to this. So Cantafabulae, part one, enjoy.
Poi dare heralde a och fläver sig av det. Och niska i svarov, jag är lort din fabule. Din med i tjejst, tyckte sig bara för varov.
Så säg i danska.
Thank you.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, that last piece was so smooth, I just about turned around in my chair here and ordered Irish coffee. And tell the butler to bring the Bentley around. That was the one and only Jeff O'Kelly playing Laura's theme. And let me just look here on my little sheet here. Let's find out who wrote that. Somebody named Raskin. I always wondered who wrote that myself, so let's go ahead and say his name, Mr. Raskin. Anyhow, Jeff does a beautiful, beautiful rendition of that song, and I never knew the name of the song, but I remember that song growing up as a kid. I can remember hearing that in the background from time to time. So tonight's show, if you're just joining us, is called Canta Fabulae, and it's we're playing the album Canta Fabulae from a band called Phoenix, that's a Romanian band, and the recording you're hearing tonight was made back in 1975. And I'll mention this one more time in case you're just joining us, but these guys were just playing like simple Beatles songs and stuff when they started out back in the day, and the government cracked down on them and censored all their music, so, and gave them a little bit of strong advice that they needed to do something more local. So they read some medieval text and the oldest writings they could find from their part of the world where they live in Romania, and made an album, sort of a theme album, inspired by some of the stories and tales that they read. So it's all about mythical animals, the whole entire album, and each of the four segments, I'm going to tell you what the animals are that you are hearing songs inspired by. So in this part that's already gone past, the first part was called Invocatsi, an invocation of the beasts. So it's kind of, that's kind of a showing their prog rock side. And track two, which came, it's about 10 minutes into it, you would have recognized a real change in the music. And that was called Norokul Inorogului, the unicorn. And the unicorn tells of his betrayal by a maid in a full medieval style. The French text is drawn from the early 12th century bestiary of the Anglo-Norman monk Philip de Théon. The third tune in this first set was called Scara Scara Biulu, the Scarab. And it was a kind of a light ballad style, and it would have sounded almost Beatles-y to some of you listeners. And then, of course, as we have said, the last tune you heard was the main theme from Laura by Dee Raskin that was played by our own Jeff O'Kelly. So we're going to go into the second segment, and in this segment you're going to hear tunes that were inspired by the following Romanian, Carpathian, Transylvanian mythical animals. The first is Delfinul Dulce Dulful Nostru, the friendly dolphin. And this is sort of a psychedelic style song, so this is going to also show you the versatility of the band Phoenix. The second track in this that we're about to play is called Usi Derea Palaurului, the killing of the dragon, and it's just a straight ahead rock and roll song. You'll recognize that when you hear the music change. And the next track you're going to hear after that is called Stima Case, the household snake. And it's going to sound probably reminiscent to most of you like something that Jethro Tull would have performed. And we're going to hear another selection by Jeff O'Kelly. And I hope my Irish coffee arrives by then. It's going to be called Lotus Land, and it was written by a man named C. Scott, and I got to hear some of these across the way from where I live, so I'm lucky, but hearing them with the headphones on is really a special treat. So without any further ado, we'll go into part two of Canta Fabulae by the band Phoenix. To describe the trail makes one a storyteller. To extract meaning makes one a philosopher. To share makes one human.
Bobcat Logic.
Tuesdays, 9 in the morning. Wednesdays, 4 in the afternoon.
Thank you. și onic sfânt, șarpe alb de var. Domn zilului tău și volnic, firul de bun și volnic. Deci prinde-te azi din var, cu pielea ta cea albă, cu sos de argint curat, ca și o scumpă salvă din bani de argint curat. Arată-te iar și iar, să te vedem pe pietre și prin iarbă până la vreun, cum șerpui printre pietre și prin iarbă ca un râu. Șarpele casei trag, fără de venit, iată ni las în prag, banii și senin. Laptele dintr-un dol, alte-ți m-a adus, la sorbit domol, cam pe la dus.
right, ladies and gentlemen, that was sure sweet. This is Mike, your host, with today's Canta Fabule edition of Right Between Your Ears. And if you're just joining us, before we do the weather, I'm going to tell everybody that's been listening to the last set, again, what the titles of the songs were and what they represented. So, the set that you just heard, the first tune was about the dolphin. It was called Delfino Dulce Dulful Nostro, the friendly dolphin. And another reviewer other than myself has reviewed this as a complex song with psychedelic notes. It sounds more like this guy's first job was critiquing wines, but it's still a good description of the song. And I said you would notice a major change in the second song, and it was called Use Daria Balaurului, The Killing of the Dragon. And it was a real change in the music. It was just a rock and roll song, and it shows you, starts to show you the diversity of this band Phoenix from Transylvania. And the next song was called Stima Case, and Stima Case means the household snake, and it's very reminiscent of Jethro Tull. That was a real bright song. Now, scattered thoughts about some of these titles. Again, they were taken from Romanian mythology. Household snake, I have heard one reference in my life to that, and that is in some parts of the Philippines where people have to live sort of off the grid, and they have to store the whole season's worth of rice in the house. There used to be a little kind of a snake, I forget the name of it, but a harmless, small, pretty little green snake. And it would always live where rice was gathered into a, you know, a large size container, because it would attract mice. So children that lived in those places were always told by their parents to respect these little snakes and don't harm them. So perhaps in Transylvania they had something similar to that in the old days, maybe a stack of wheat. And there might have been a snake that was guarding the wheat pile or the corn pile or whatever. Now, dolphins is self-explanatory. Dolphins are revered all over the world and always in a friendly way. And so the beautiful, beautiful piano piece that you heard at the end of this set, again, was by Radio Lillooet's one and only Mr. Jeff O'Kelly, that you might know better by his Snooze Button show. But that was Jeff playing a song called Lotus Land by a man named Scott. And I really love that particular tune. Now, we're going to do some weather and go into the next set. And I will tell you just before I start what the animals you're going to encounter in that set are. But right now, let's check out our Government of Canada forecast. So what we have right now is 0 degrees with a barometric pressure of 102.2. And a dew point of -2.4, and a humidity level at 84%. Now, overnight tonight, we can be looking at about -3 and partly cloudy skies. And Tuesday, we've got a predicted high of 6 with a clearing trend in the skies. And I noticed both coming in here today, seeing the smoke drifting up the river there, and I looked at a webcam that Jeff has set up here on the computer. And it's updated fairly frequently, and you can see the smoke just riding up from the mainland. So perhaps some of the California smoke's making its way up here, I'm not sure. But anyhow, clearing trend overnight, Tuesday night. And the overnight low should be about -2. And clouds will start to build up again into Wednesday, 21st. And the high predicted there is 9 degrees, and a 60% chance of showers comes with that warm air. And it'll drop down to 4 degrees above with the showers, same percent chance, hanging on, 60%. So it sounds like a wet one. Thursday, I'm looking at raindrops and showers and a high of about 7. So that's obviously air coming off the ocean. And the overnight still sitting at 4 Celsius with showers continuing overnight. Now we're already into Friday, November 23rd, and we're looking at a daytime high of 5 Celsius with a 40% chance of showers and an overnight of zero with a 30% chance of showers or flurries. Now, Friday 23rd, chance of flurries. Unbelievable, but I guess it's got to come sooner or later. Now, Saturday 24th November, we're looking at a daytime high of 4 with a mix of sun and cloud. That sounds palatable. And an overnight low of 0 Celsius with a 30% chance of flurries hanging on. And I can take you as far as Sunday's predicted high is also 4 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud. So all told, we're looking at the middle of the week and Thursday and Friday a little bit wet, predicted wise. Towards the weekend, chance of flurries mixed in with that rain. I see a few notices, not warnings, of fog patches developing tonight and hanging on into the morning. And the winds should be around in the 20 kilometer an hour range and coming out of the north. And that holds true all the way till Tuesday, through Tuesday. Now, our historical averages and extremes are like the follows. Starting from 1998 to 2017 is the time period. And we're looking at the warmest day on today's date in that frame was 16.4, happened in 2002. And the lowest on today's date was -12.3, and that happened in 2011. So that is the weather. And without any much more further ado, I'm going to start into part 3 of the album Canta Fabulae by the band Transylvania Phoenix, or simply known as Phoenix, a Romanian band who made this album in 1975. And the animals that you're going to be introduced to in the third set are Pasarea Calandrinon, the mythical bird of destiny. And according to some progressive rock reviewers, other than myself, but I agree with them, this is one of the album's strongest songs. It showcases the talents of lead guitarist Covaci and the drummer Lipan. The text of the song, Pasarea Calandrinon, is via an 18th century translation of the 15th century Florentine book Fiore di Virtù. The Western name of this mythical bird, Calandrinon, is Caladrius. Now, the next track you're going to hear in this section is dedicated to the white stag, and in Romanian that's called Philip Ciserbul. And this is according to the legend about King Philip le Bel. The white stag ended the reign of King Philip le Bel. That's a legend. Or maybe it actually happened. I'll have to look that up if that really happened. But that is just straight ahead rock. Just rock and roll, the white stag. So we'll probably be able to know which song that is by the way it sounds. And the next track is called Vasiliscul si Aspida, the asp and the basilisk. And I believe, if I remember correctly, the basilisk is a mythical animal that if you look at it, you turn to stone. Something like that. It's like a big giant poisonous lizard, but it's the look of its eyes that is the what's deadly about it. And of course an asp is a snake. So Vasiliscul si Aspida. And it says here, according to the Prog Rock reviews, it is copiously influenced by Transylvanian folk music. So that should have a really beautiful sound to it, because if you listen to the chords they use, even when they're singing, and how they do it, and the harmonies, they are very distinct. And maybe someday I'll figure out the words to describe technically what they are doing. But it gets under your skin. It's catchy. Now, the next song in that section that we're going to hear in a minute is called Sirena, the Siren Song. And it's also a rock piece, rock and roll piece. And we're going to have another song by Jeff O'Kelly coming up after that, and it's going to be called Humorless. So let's get started in part 3 of Canta Fabulae.
Imagine a place where raw natural beauty combines with insight, entertainment, and information. Step through that door with me now. This is Radio Lillooet 100.5 FM.
ca cercul soare.
We'll be right back. pe bun capul tău, acum 99.
Pira, pira, nu te risar pe pira, pira, nu te pasar pe bun capul tău, acum 99.
Thank you.
right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike, your host, with today's edition of Right Between Your Ears on the Cantafabule Show, which is an album we're playing tonight by the Romanian band Phoenix. And just before that, I'm going to give you some public service announcements. I will reiterate what did we hear in this last section, which was the third section of Cantafabule. Now, the first animal that gave rise to the song, the first song in the last set, was the mythical bird of destiny, Passarea calindrinon, in the West known as the Caladrius. And that song, out of the entire album, really showcases the lead guitarist, Mr. Covaci, and the drummer, Mr. Lipan. This is where they really got to jam a little bit. The text that you heard was based on a 18th century translation of a 15th century Florentine book, Fiore di Virtù. And the next song that came up was called Philipsi Cerbul. And Cerbul sounds like Cervo, which is deer, the white stag. And according to legend, a white stag ended King Philip le Bel's reign. And this was also a rock song. And the next song after that was Basiliscul Siaspida, the Asp and the Basilisk. And that one was copiously influenced by folk music, by Transylvanian folk music. So if you think of Transylvania, it means across the forest. So there's a big stretch of forest there along the foot of the Carpathians. And there is some weird, in a wonderful way, kind of tunes and music that come out of that part of the world. And the last song in this set that we just finished was called Sirena, the Siren Song. And you would have heard the German fellow there on the synthesizer kind of doing the siren's wail. I was thinking of the legendary Hatabe, which is a woman's voice that you hear in the Andes if you're hiking around the mountains there. And if you're out alone when you hear it, and you're male, you never come back. You just follow that sweet song. So most parts of the world have some version of the siren or the Hatabe. And we closed up the third set very wonderfully, in a nice way, thanks to Mr. Jeff O'Kelly, with a song called Humorless. And it's written by a man named Confrey, but a very light-hearted toe-tapping piece of music played very, very well by Jeff. And now it's time for some public service announcements, and the first one I want to go to is the Chilaxin Soccer Club. And this is something that's been going on since November the 8th, but the next one up, November the 22nd, this Thursday, and it's from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., at the Cayush Elementary School Gym. Now, if you're new to town, the Cayush School Gym is at 351 6th Avenue. And you can contact the Chilaxin Youth Center at 250-256-4146 if you need more information about this or other things going on there. Again, that's Chilaxin Youth Center, 250-256-4146. Now, they've written here, this Thursday, for those of you age 13 to 18 that signed up, tomorrow is the day. For those of you just finding out, come drop in and sign up for the indoor soccer club. We have a coach all the way from Vancouver that has just joined the community this year and is coming to volunteer. Come on out, meet him, and play soccer. So, if you're even mildly interested in soccer, get out there and take advantage. Now, next one up I want to tell you about is called Youth Boulder Night. And this is from 3:45 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. It's at the Lillooet Rec Center right here on Main Street in beautiful downtown Lillooet. Now, this one costs $30, but you get 5 sessions, so $6 a session it works out to. And if you want more information about this, you can phone the District Rec Center at 250-256-7527. And again, that's Lillooet and District Rec Center, 250-256-7527. Youth Boulder Night, 3:45 to 4:45, November 22nd through to December 20th. The instructor is Rob Cook, and it's $30 for 5 sessions for ages 10 to 18, or 650 to drop in. Intro to bouldering for beginners and skill development for more experienced climbers. Games, skills, and fitness, all in one package. All children must have completed their bouldering wall orientation prior to the first class, have a signed parental consent form, and a safety video must be viewed called The Art of Falling. Please bring clean running shoes. There are limited pairs of climbing shoes to borrow, so they have some to borrow, but it's better if you bring your own clean pair of climbing shoes to the Youth Boulder Night. Now, the next one I have up is a talking circle on grief and loss. And this is November 22nd, Thursday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Now, the contact phone number, if you want information more than what I'm going to give out here, you can phone Charlene Shaw at 250-256-2199. That's Charlene at 250-256-2199. Now, the cost of this is free, and the audience is for adults, and I'll read you what it says here. Every 2 weeks, Grief and Loss Talking Circle, community-based support group for people who have experienced sudden loss or are grieving loved ones. This is not a therapy-based group. We are here to support one another as we walk with our grief. This is a drug and alcohol-free environment. Alternating Thursdays, 6 to 8 p.m. So here's some other dates you could jot down. November 22nd and December 6th. This is at the Community Cares Center, and it's got here in parentheses Old Dorm at 76 Fifth Avenue, Lillooet, BC. And one of the sponsors is Empowering Indigenous Women for Stronger Communities, Talking Circle on Grief and Loss. And that is our public service announcements for this afternoon. And we're going to go on in to the last portion of the album, Canta Fabulae. And I'm going to send out a dedication of the entire album to the Heimdall Security bunch of people over there in Copenhagen, Denmark, a lot of whom are Romanian, sending this out to them, listen to us over the internet. So what we're going to hear on the last set, if you've been with the show for a while now, you know it's going to be Mythical Animals. So what we've got coming up is the rock, spelled R-O-C, Pasaria Rock, the Mythical Rock. And they've titled the song Pasaria Rock and Roll. So I know this is going to be a rock-style song. And it's going to have synthesized sirens and machine gun fire. So if you look back at the modern history of Romania during the Ceausescu regime, you'll get a hint where some of that inspiration came from. And the next one up is going to be called Canticlu a Cucu Vuale, and it means the little owl. So it's a haunting ballad based on a Vlach folk lyric. It's possibly the only song ever recorded in the Aromanian language. So the little owl song, the second song in this next set, is going to be a one-off. Nobody ever recorded a song in Vlach before. And the third song in this last section is going to be called Zumahia, the War of the Animals, and that's going to be in the style of progressive rock. And the final track of the album is called Phoenix, and it stands for the mythical phoenix bird. And it's a ballad style which reprises the final section of the introduction, the invocation. The text is drawn from a study of Romanian Volksbucher by the distinguished early 20th century scholar Nicholas Cartoyan. So, without any further description, let's get on in to part 4 of Canta Fabulae.
Hey Lillooet, for 2 hours of non-threatening classical music with a wealth of information about the music, composers, and performers, tune in to Snooze Button every weekday from 7 to 9, plus weather, road reports, and public service announcements. And remember, Wednesdays are all about the piano.
¶¶ Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike, your host, with today's edition of Right Between Your Ears, and today's show was called the Cantafabule Show, which is the name of an album by the Romanian progressive rock band Phoenix, and what you heard tonight is coming at you from 1975, and recap here for people that are just joining us now, this band used to play Beatles tunes back in the 60s, and Ceausescu government cracked down on them and started giving them lots of pressure and not letting them make the kind of music they wanted to make, and so they went to the earliest sources they could find of mythical writings and literature and poetry from their part of the world, and took a couple of years to study that stuff, and got together, and this was the third album produced after that process. So the idea in presenting it was the idea of that we take many things for granted, so there's parts in the world where, you know, just playing a song like I Want to Hold Your Hand can get you censored. So the flip side, as I mentioned earlier, to that phenomenon is sometimes it's the pressure and all the rules that create the diamonds in this world. So obviously the musical talent of this band went through the roof as soon as they got a little pressure from playing bubblegum music. So, but they're not heard that much outside of certain circles, I'll say. But a lot of people that follow prog rock music probably know of them, and they are famous worldwide, and the living members that I know of that are still alive are in the United States now. At least I know Mr. Kovacci is the guy that writes most of their songs. They've had a few different personnel over the years. I'm just going to reintroduce the players that you heard tonight. Was Nikolai Kovacci, lead guitar, recorder, and vocals. Mircea Banișu, lead vocals and guitar. Gunter Reininger, keyboards, and Celeste. Josef Kappel, bass, violin, recorder, and vocals. Ovidiu Lipan, drums and percussion. And lyrics were by some of the above, and also Serban Forza and Andrei Ujica. And now, the songs that we heard in this last and final set, again, were Pasarea Rock and Roll, the mythical rock, spelled R-O-C. And we heard Canticlu a Cucu Viale, the little owl. And that one was sung in the Vlach language, our Romanian, it's called, a very disappearing language. So that's a language of people that live in a very thick forest, like off the grid. Some of it's still off the grid till today. And I'm going to put that one up there as my favorite tune so far. If I really, really had to pick one, I think it was the little owl, Canticlu a Cucu Viale. And the second to last song in this last set was called Zumahia, The War of the Animals. And the final piece, which was beautiful, was called The Phoenix, The Mythical Phoenix, so the namesake of the band. And it musically tied up to the very first piece, which was called Invocation. Now, that was probably the longest show that Right Between Your Ears ever had, and I just want to say thanks to the people for letting DJs like myself do stuff like this, because you can't get this on regular radio. I came across this joke in a book that I recently read, and I would recommend it to anybody. It's called House Rules. It's at your grocery store right now, and there's a possibility they have it at the library, and if they don't, I'm going to give them my copy, because I think it's really a good book, good enough that warrants being in the library and being read. So anyhow, out of that 600 pages, this little shining gem of a joke came out. So we'll do that just before we sign off. So here we go. A guy is flying in a hot air balloon, and he's lost. He lowers himself over a cornfield and calls out to a woman. "Can you tell me where I am and where I'm headed?" "Sure," the woman said. "You're 41 degrees, 2 minutes and 14 seconds north, 144 degrees, 4 minutes and 19 seconds east. You're at an altitude of 762 meters above sea level, and right now you're hovering. But you were on a vector of 234 degrees at 12 meters per second." "Amazing! Thanks! By the way, do you have Asperger's syndrome?" "I do," the woman replied. "How did you know that?" "Because everything you said is true. It's much more detail than I need, and you told me in a way that's of no use to me at all." The woman frowns. "Are you a psychiatrist?" "I am," the man said, "but how the heck could you tell?" "Well, You don't know where you are. You don't know where you're headed. You got where you are by blowing hot air. You put labels on people after asking only a few questions, and you're in exactly the same spot you were 5 minutes ago, but now, somehow, it's my fault. Unquote. Anyway, that's the joke for today. And if you will stand by, this has been Mike, your host, and get you started on the country music playlist directly.
Radio Lilu 100.5 FM.
无线电力旅客100.5 FM.
Radio Lilu so on Fanji Fin.
Radio Lilu 100.5 FM.
Radio Lilu 100.5 Finch FM.
Radio Lilu 100.5 FM.
Radio Lilu 100.5 FM.
Radio Lilu 100.5 FM.
Doesn't matter how you say it or where you come from. This is Radio Lillooet 100.5 FM.